Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and it's time for episode 367 of our classic podcast, and this is one from the month of May 2000. It's called Get Your Taco and Clear the Area. What is this about? Well, advertising agent Brad Rifkin was on the show, and he was on to talk about what caused Columbine. Brad has been involved in a lot of focus groups as an advertiser, and he believes that we should, quote, strip down youth culture so kids don't have as many options. That's his solution. Let's listen to it. Episode 367 of our classic podcast. What are the lessons from Columbine? That's really the big question. Brad Rifkin has worked in the advertising business and has done a number of focus groups on people's perceptions to public events, people's perceptions to, if you will, public tragedies. Brad is on the line with us from Los Angeles to talk about lessons from Columbine. Brad, how are you?
Bill, I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Brad, what are the lessons of Columbine, and what can we learn from that tragedy as this report has been released this week?
So I think, first of all, it's the responsibility of adults to... I think it's the responsibility of adults to keep kids in their place. And what I mean by that is people say the future is for kids. I say the future is now. The world belongs to adults. It doesn't belong to kids. And we are going to have to bring kids along if we choose, only if they are willing to incorporate themselves into our culture. And I say this to each and every kid listening right now. If you're willing to play ball in the world of adults, there's a lot of things we can do for you. There's a lot of wonderful things out there. But if you want to play it tough, if you want to play it rough, if you want to push your weight around and try to push your way into the mainstream, the hammer's going to get dropped. So as a result, I think kids have gotten more cocky. I think.
Well, what do you mean kids have gotten cocky? I mean, in other words, more arrogant?
I think in this culture, in this very, very affluent American culture, kids have gotten so arrogant and so cocky, they think they own the world. They think they got it all going on, right? They think that the world of youth suddenly is the predominant world of youth. That's why we had Columbine. We had kids who were self-absorbed. We had kids who were arrogant. We had kids who believed that they were the center of the universe, that they could do no wrong. We need to strip youth culture down. And if I sound a little medieval, Phil, I don't mean...
You know, there was a book I read not too long ago from, I don't know who it was, a guy, it was an educator who said the best way to discipline a child was to literally put him in his or her room and take everything out of that room except the bed, almost like a cell.
In a lot of ways, I think that's valid, Phil. I will tell you this. I think youth culture needs to be stripped down to its bare bones. I think all of the flash, all of the dash, all of the shoe-shined hair, all of the tats, all the rings, everything has got to be stripped out and let it get it back down. When kids earn their way back into decent society. And
how do you do that? In what way?
There are a lot of ways, Phil. Let's take burger joints. Let's take a very obvious set. Burger King, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Jack in the Box. Oh, boy, you got the big arches, you got a clown, you got all this stuff. Strip it down. Here's a place to get a burger. Get in and get out. Get your burger and get out, all right? As far as I'm concerned...
So you're saying that, in other words, the accoutrements, the neon...
Yeah, there's a lot of flash that goes with youth culture. There are the arcades and everything. If you talk about, for instance, where you buy clothes, you go in, get some pants, and get out of there. You don't go in with the music, and you want a tattoo, here's a box of crayons. Draw it on, okay? Someday you may earn your way. So what I'm basically saying is we've given kids too many choices, Phil. We've given kids far too many choices. Nah, you don't get Colonel Sanders. You're not going to get a talking dog. You're not going to get, get your burger, get out.
And what about Cokes? And
now, a cup of water and a burger. Now get in your car and go. That's what you give kids, okay? You want to get, it's like I said, what we have to go back to is the traditional forms of raising kids, Phil. And if we begin to strip down youth culture and...
Okay, now by stripping down youth culture, by the way, we have Brad Rifkin with us, our number 1-800-449-8686. He is in the advertising business, but has done a lot of focus groups. And we're talking about how to avoid Columbine in the future. He thinks we need to strip youth culture down to its bare bones. So you're saying get rid of the golden arches and that...
Get rid of the golden arches. Get rid of the video arcade. You want to go to the video arcade? There. Pac-Man, Frogger, and Pong. Get in, play it, get your ass out. Get in and play Frogger and get out. And
so what is it, like a continuous lineup?
You get a bunch of kids in line to play Frogger, get out. None of this choices, I want to get a Taco Bell, Yo Quiero, I want to get a burrito. I want to get a cheeseburger. I want to shoe-shine my hair. I want to wear some baggy gear. I want to get the, you know, all of this stuff leads to one thing, Columbine. One thing. You get in and you got choices for burgers. Someday you're going to pick a gun up and shoot somebody. You want to go in and talk to a dog while you order a burrito? Someday you murder a human being. You want to go in and play, and I'm not saying that video games cause murder, but I'm saying the predominance of choice is what really causes this. You want to go in there, you give a kid anything more than Frogger, death. Death ensues, murder ensues. And so what I'm saying, let's return to some of the good old days of, yes, corporal punishment, but let's strip that youth culture down so these kids absolutely do not think they've got a choice, that they have to live what they want to live.
Well, now, here's an interesting. If you brought up corporal punishment.
Let me give you an example, Phil?
Certainly.
When you and I were kids in the 1960s, there was a traditional way that our parents dealt with us. That was to fill up a pillowcase with full beer cans, and they would beat you in the abdomen or the back or the head with that. Okay?
And I do not recall that. Okay?
Well, I'm sorry. That was a traditional way of corporal punishment.
I do not recall that. You're saying fill up a pillowcase with what?
They'd fill up a pillowcase with beer cans. You know, Mr. Henry, it's interesting. You have a talk show, and I know that you've got an audience that you want to... You know, that you want to, you know, win the hearts of, but to lie to them.
I'm not lying to anybody. I never recall any time in the 60s when I was growing up that anybody filled up a pillowcase full of beer cans and hit me in the abdomen.
That is a traditional form of corporal punishment from the 60s. And that
what was?
Mr. Henry, I don't...
What? Wait, are you telling me that your parents filled up a pillowcase full of full beer cans and hit you over the head?
They would... Listen to me, young people. Mr. Henry is trying to rewrite history. When I was a kid...
I'm not rewriting anything. My parents never hit me in the stomach with a full bag of beer cans, okay?
Well, it is a traditional form of punishment. From the 1960s, a full pillowcase full of full beer cans, you'd hit the kid in the abdomen, the upper back, and then across the face. And let me tell you something. A kid knew that he was loved because a kid knew that he was...
I never had that done to me. I never...
Well, I'm going to tell you... You know, we can do this the easy... I'm trying to say that...
I may agree with you on stripping down youth culture. I may even agree with you that it's time that we give kids less options and more direction. But I certainly don't recall ever being hit in the guts with a pillowcase full of full beer cans. And
well, I will tell you that I don't appreciate the fact that... You know, I see where you want to get your audience on your side. And
You think that I'm lying because I'm trying to keep the audience on my side. Kids, believe me, there was never a time when we were hit with a pillowcase full of full beer cans.
Bull crap, we were kids. Don't believe Mr. Henry.
Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to argue with me?
I want to tell the kids out there, we used to get hit over the head with a pillowcase full of full beer cans. Ask any adult that tells the truth, not Phil Henry. Ask.
I'm telling the truth. I never got hit with a bag full of full beer cans.
Well, sir, I will tell you that you were not a typical kid.
And well, maybe not. I don't remember anybody ever telling me that their parents hit them over the head with a bag of full beer cans. Never. Okay? And I...
Phil, I'm going to respectfully believe you, but I think you're doing a disservice to your listeners. And
You know what? I know what you're saying about revisionist history. I don't rewrite history. I never got hit with a bag full of full beer cans, okay? And that notwithstanding, what you're basically saying here is that we need to take away from kids Burger King, Taco Bell.
I'm not saying take away burgers. I'm not saying we take away burger stands. I'm saying you want a burger, go in, get your burger, and get your ass back to your car and get out of here. Clear the area. Get a burger and clear the area. And that, to me...
That's the marching orders of today's youth.
That's the marching orders of today's youth. Get your burger... Get your tattoo and get out of the area. Get back to your house and go and sit in your room. Then go out and do something else, then sit in your room. Go play Frogger, sit in your room, and then maybe you won't get hit with a pillowcase full of full beer cans. That's what we're talking about, and that's what I think is going to save us from the horror, from the murder, and from the mayhem of Columbine. Beating kids with pillowcases full of full beer cans.
Very, very controversial.
Yeah, I'm controversial.
Very controversial. Brad Rifkin with us. He is an advertising agent and is talking with us about some focus groups that they have done. I believe me, folks, when I tell you, my parents never filled a pillowcase full of full beer cans and hit me in the guts or the head with it, ever. And maybe I was unusual. I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show here with Brad Rifkin, advertising agent. We're talking about the lessons of Columbine with the release of the report on what caused it. We have him on the line talking about some focus groups that he's been involved in. And you were talking about stripping down youth culture. Don't give kids as many options. Send them to the burger stand and send them home. Send them into the mall, get their pants, and get out of there. Is that what you're basically saying?
Right. And I think a return to some good old-fashioned discipline, what we used to call a beer batter, which is being beaten with a pillowcase full of beer cans. All the malls, all the clothing stores.
You know what's going to happen? Kids are going to essentially rebel. And
good, that's what we want.
You want them to rebel?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because if kids have their culture stripped down, and then they rebel against that, then they're going to come up with something better than what they've got now, meaning they will have suffered real suffering and real deprivation, and their culture will be much more richer when they reinvent it after having their asses kicked, as opposed to standing around with their thumb in their ear talking to a chihuahua at Taco Bell. I'm saying go get your taco, clear the area. That's what we're saying.
Go get your taco and clear the area.
Right.
All right, here is Spring Valley on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm just trying to wonder why he feels that by battering, he's going to solve any type of battering or abuse, or even more so, violence. When you hit a child and try and lock him up in a room, especially today's 13-year-olds...
Well, I grew up in the 60s, see, and so I remember...
So did I, sir, so did I.
You grew up in the
60s? I grew up in the 60s.
Were you ever
beaten? 64... I come from a military family where you do not ask why, you ask how high.
Well, your
discipline comes from the home, and if you feel that by beating a kid with a can of beer cans, what are you going to do? Open the beer after you're done and celebrate the beating you just gave the kid?
Of course not, sir. What you do is you fill a normal pillowcase full of full beer cans. You hit him once in the stomach, once in the upper chest, and once across the face.
You're talking about halfway maiming your child. You can't kill a kid.
You come from a military family, correct, sir?
Yeah, I got whacked across the face.
And your father...
the ear, across the ass.
Your father never...
by the hand.
What about with a garden hoe? Did your father ever hit your face with a garden hoe?
Oh, now, come on.
Are you kidding?
Wait a second. Both of you gentlemen are from the 60s, right, Mr. Henry?
I was born in 52, so my teenage years were the late 1960s.
And you were never hit in the face with a garden hoe?
No, I wasn't hit in the face with a garden hoe. What are you talking about?
Okay, we can have a nice conversation or we can be honest. What do you want
to
do?
How about a switch? Have you ever been asked to go outside and get a switch and got hit with a switch?
I don't know. What do you mean by that?
Like a piece of a tree, a branch. A small, like a cattail.
What's he talking about?
No, I've seen that. My neighbor's mom did that.
I've never heard of that.
You've never heard of it?
They were a different culture, you know. I come from a white family. My neighbors were black. I had Mexican neighbors.
I come from a white family, too.
Everybody punishes a little different.
Well, I come from a white family. Most white people beat their children with pillowcases full of beer cans. Now, the blacks...
Do you have children, sir?
Yeah, well...
Do you have your own children? How old are your children?
I have stepkids.
See, I have a 10-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl.
Most black parents beat their children with shoes. Most Mexican parents beat their children with switches. White parents generally use the garden hoe or a bag full of...
What are you talking about, man? You're not making any sense.
This guy is amazing.
I'm amazing.
I have a white father and a Samoan mother. And you
were
two different cultures.
All right, you should have been beaten with shoes and beer cans. You were not.
I don't know what you've been smoking today, sir.
I care about my country, and I care about what's going on.
I've never been hit by a closed fist either.
Sir, I'm not talking about that.
I got hit in the face with an open hand.
Look, we're talking about...
pretty much did the business.
We're talking about...
Let me ask the gentleman, did you ever play Frogger?
Yeah, I've actually played it with my son.
Did you play Pong and Pac-Man and those games?
Sure.
Those are great games, aren't they?
Sure.
Why?
And I've played Mortal Kombat. I've played all this other crap they got out nowadays also.
That's a lot of crap. Let's go back to Frogger and Pong.
Sir, you're not going to be able to get these games that are out there out of society. It's up to you to be able to control your children, teach them the better values they need to understand.
What do you mean?
What are you going to do? You're trying to shut off the United States?
No, I love my country, sir. I love my country. I love my country, and I want to do something to save not only my country, but succeeding generations. You got this Columbine bullcrap because kids are going to Dairy Queen and they're getting anything they want. You go to Dairy Queen, you get your soft vanilla, and you get out. That's it. That's all you get, soft vanilla.
These boys that did this in Colorado,
are you telling me?
They were way beyond Dairy Queen, my friend.
What, Colorado?
They were very intellectual, very smart computer mind. They got a lot of their information.
Yeah, these kids, man, you know, these dudes were way beyond soft vanilla at Dairy Queen.
I'm telling you, give them one choice.
They got everything they needed to learn from their home,
absolutely,
in their bedroom, from their parents' computer systems. If not a computer system that was bought by their parents.
I don't think you're wrong.
All right, sir. Very good points. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. You have some radical ideas that I think need to be addressed or tested in the laboratory, if you will, of society before any of these things are put into place. Orange on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Orange, hello.
Yes,
ma'am.
I want to say that I grew up in the 60s.
Okay.
I never heard of anyone who had a punishment like that. I mean, I can remember my father using a belt on our bottoms, but I was never beaten and abused.
Are you white
or
black?
I'm white.
And you were never hit with
I grew up in a white area, ever hit.
Well, that's unusual. So you were never, your father never took the heavy end of a lawnmower and dropped it on your head?
Absolutely not. And if your father did that to you, it's no wonder, sir, if your father did that to you, it's no wonder you're saying these things because you have brain damage from what your father did.
I want to ask you, are you on a respirator?
Pardon?
Are you on a respirator? Because I heard it go halfway through your call.
No.
All right, hold on, ma'am. Ma'am, hold the line. This is Phil Henry. We'll be right back to your call. We're going to take a break, all right? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show. And Brad Rifkin, a advertising exec. They've been doing focus groups. A lot of companies, not only government agencies, but companies, want to learn the lessons of Columbine and find out what happened and find out what's at the root of it and how we can reshape our society, specifically our young people, so that they do not feel they need to resort. Now, Mr. Rifkin's on the line with us. Among your remedies, strip down youth culture, as you've put it. That is, no more flashy, neon, Burger King, McDonald's paradigm. Get your burger and get out is the way you... In fact, the name of your report is Get Your Burger and Leave the Area.
That's what we called the report that we submitted to three major universities. Get your burger, get your jeans, and leave the area.
And what about this tattoo? You want a tattoo, get a box of crayons.
And all I'm saying is strip it down. Now, as I said, Phil, I hope the youth of America rebel against this, because if they do, they'll come up with something better than they got right now. Right now, the only decent music out there is Venom and Sugar Ray. The rest of it's crap. And maybe Jessica Simpson.
Venom, Sugar Ray, and Jessica Simpson.
Those three. And the Vandals. Those are the only four bands I've ever heard that I like. The rest of it's crap, and something's got to be done.
All right, let's go to Orange. The lady's been hanging on in Orange. Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, well, all I have to really say is that along with this, what he's condoning is serious child abuse, not only could cause brain damage, could kill children.
You're talking about the beer cans, ma'am?
Absolutely.
No, not if you...
A hoe in the face, a lawnmower on the head, you could kill your children, and that's criminal.
All right. We are referring to something last hour. You mentioned corporal punishment, Brad, that in the 1960s, it was traditional for parents to load up a pillowcase full of full beer cans and swing it and hit their kids in the head with it.
That's correct.
Which I do not remember, but okay, we won't have that argument.
Right.
Now you're talking about hitting a kid in the face with a hoe and dropping a lawnmower on his head. That only white families do that.
White families do that. Do I got to go over this again? Blacks beat their kids with shoes. White families drop gardening equipment on their kids. And Mexicans use sticks. Okay, ma'am?
No, it's not okay.
It's not okay.
It's criminal child abuse. It's you chance murdering your child doing that.
Have you ever spent...
I never had anybody that I ever knew experience anything like what
you have. Have you ever spanked your children?
I have, on the rear end.
On the rear end,
and
using
I have
what?
Used, and I have gone as far as using a belt. And that is as far as I would ever
well,
go.
I think you need to. I think you need to rethink that.
Well, I think you need to rethink where you're at, and I think you need to be in a mental institution.
A mental institution?
Absolutely.
Just because I said
this
beat a kid in the head. All
if this
I
is
said
what you
was,
do to your children, you should be in jail. If you have children and you've done this to them, you should be in jail.
All I said was stab a kid with pruning shears, and now I'm supposed to be in jail. Is that it?
Stab a kid with...
Not break the skin. Phil, what I'm trying to do is come up with creative forms of corporal punishment. And
stab a kid with pruning shears.
Don't break the skin.
Oh,
okay.
You are insane.
No, Jesus.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Thank
so
you.
Use a hot soldering iron in the groin. Are you there? She must have hung up. I was going to suggest a hot soldering iron to the groin, which is also a form of aversion therapy, which is something else our kids need.
You got to be putting me on with that one, right?
About what?
A hot soldering iron to the groin.
Phil, I'm not talking about burning the skin. I'm talking about creative aversion therapy. Otherwise, we never learn the lesson of Columbine.
1-800-449-8686, Salt Lake City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, real quick, I'm an ex-police officer. I got to tell your guest one thing. If I would have shown up at your house, I would have put you in handcuffs.
For what?
I would have called Child Protective Services.
For what?
You would have probably not seen your children for a very long time. You
Wait
would
a minute.
Have gone to jail and been prosecuted for child abuse.
You're in Utah, right?
I was not a police officer here. I live here now.
Oh, you were not? Where were you police officer? Because my understanding is Utah.
Louisiana, sir. Louisiana. I just barely moved.
You got a guy shot a guy in his driveway in Louisiana. He didn't even go to jail. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
The guy who shot that guy in the driveway.
It's not even relevant, sir. I'm talking about child abuse.
Some Chinese guy got shot on a driveway in Louisiana because he was dressed like John Travolta. Did you hear about that?
Yeah,
oh, that was that was a very big case in Louisiana.
And the guy didn't see one day of jail.
All I'm trying to tell you is you need to read some legal books.
He didn't get shot because he looked like John Travolta. He got shot because the guy didn't know who he was.
You're going to jail if you do that to your children. That's my only point.
Oh, so we're not supposed to spank our kids. Thanks a lot.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. That's an ex-police officer. Says you're going to go to jail if he sees you hitting a kid with a pillowcase full of beer cans.
Well, so we don't live in America anymore, is that it? So we no longer live in America, where I can't find fault with my child, and I try. Do you want another Columbine, ladies and gentlemen? People of America, do you want kids walking into schools with guns? Do you want kids walking into schools, maybe not with guns, now with swords, with knives, with machetes? Now we're not just talking about shooting people, we're talking about hacking them to pieces. Is that what you want? If you don't want that, like I don't want that, you'll start beating your kids with hoes. You'll start beating them with beer cans, and you'll start getting some discipline back into place in this country, and you'll start turning on gas-powered lawnmowers and driving them over your kids' feet. That's the only way we keep these kids in line. Yellow.
Are you done?
That's why I was trying to make a point, because the guy hung up.
He was a cop. That's all he had to say. So now we're turning on the lawnmower and driving it over the kids' feet.
We're trying to save our country. Jeez.
1-800-449-8686. Three universities, huh?
Three universities have accepted this report.
Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm here.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I have to start by saying,
You're Latin, aren't you?
I am Cuban.
Okay.
I live in Miami.
She'll back me up. Go ahead, ma'am.
I've been in the United States for 32 years, and I'm not saying I'm going to back you up or not, because I lived in a very strict home. I can tell you one thing. I have a 19-year-old, an 18-year-old, and a 12-year-old. I don't have a single problem with them, and I've been a traveling mom for many, many years. How do I bring this?
You know, a weed whacker to the head not only punishes a kid, but it, you get a cheap haircut out of that. And I'm being very serious now.
Well, no, okay. I tried. I was taught not to hit him over the head. I would hit him in the buns when it was needed.
Hit him in
but
the buns.
But I can tell you one thing. Perhaps it's a little bit late. I'm calling you from my car phone.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I'm sorry. But perhaps it's a little bit late for some of the youth right now. I think what parents need to do is not to indebt themselves, put everything on a credit card that a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old wants because they want certain type of sneakers or a certain type of even a haircut.
You're insane. I don't understand word you're talking about. You're mentally deranged.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't understand
your
a
words.
Thing you're
Coming
saying.
Coming from you, it's an honor.
What are you saying? Are
what
you
I'm
telling me to
right
give a 5-year-old a credit card? Are you telling me to get a 5-year-old a credit card?
No, that's what I'm saying.
You're
exactly
insane.
Not to do. That's not what I'm saying. Wait. Let's go back. What I'm trying to say is do not give
Wait
up.
A minute.
Oh, she's in. A lot of Cubans use bottles of tequila in a pillowcase, don't they? Or is that Mexico?
No, and
what are you
they
drinking
hit
Cuba?
Me with a paddle.
Cuban rum.
In
Cuban,
my butt.
A good bottle.
But now, why do we have to talk about this
why
is exactly
not?
What we do not want to do.
Why
start
do you put
smacking
them, scars
them over the
neck?
Head.
You take a bottle of Cuban rum. You wrap it in
well,
a towel.
Well, I don't drink. I don't drink.
Boom. Well, you better start.
I leave that to somebody else.
You leave
but
that to your husband, right?
Listen, I'm trying right. to give you what I think. And I think
a credit card to a 5-year-old, huh?
Yeah, that's what she's
no,
saying.
No, that's
you
not what
broad?
I'm saying.
Listen to
Can
this Chiquita
Can I say
banana
what
here.
I want to say? For
get
heaven's
a,
sake.
Get a load of this Kareem Chiquita, huh? Gonna give a credit
listen,
card to a 5-year-old kid.
Listen
to the lady,
what
okay?
I want to say is,
Holy Christ.
Do not give these children everything they want.
That's right. So
at
I'm
a
saying.
Very early age.
They get, in your case, their bottle of rum and leave the area.
No, that's not what I'm saying either. What I'm saying is you have to teach your children that you wake up every single morning and you go to work and make them aware of what's going on in your home.
And then you come home and you eat dinner and then you go to bed.
And then do not give them every single
and
thing
then you
that
play
they
Frogger.
Want. And every
I had a neighbor that was Cuban, and whenever his kid got punished, we got smashed on Myers while the kid was, you know, mending his wounds. See, we'd beat the kid, we'd drink the Myers, maybe a little Coke, and the kid be in the bathroom, dabbing
Why
up the inside.
Why does it matter? Why does it matter if I'm a Cuban or not? So right now, my
because
kids,
I think
all
you're
three
wonderful.
Of them.
Because I think
I'll
your people
you
have suffered.
No,
because
no.
I think you're
all
a freedom lover. Because I think you're great people. You're freedom-loving people. You're people who care about America. You came here on a boat. You love this country. You people of all people understand the good disciplinary value of beating a child with a rake. Of the kind of so don't let your kids get out of control. All right.
Listen.
Thanks
that's
very much.
What I want to show.
Got you, dear. Thank you very much.
That.
We got that. Okay.
Boy, those Cuban broads can talk, can't they?
Dave, you know she's talking. Here is Syracuse on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Jesus. Good evening. I can't believe this guy. Look, first of all, I'm a Cuban American.
Oh yeah, you're Cuban American too.
All right, now listen, let me first of all, you have already a little tone there of being a little bit of a racist. But number one,
how are you Cuban American?
The problem that we have in this country is that we've lost discipline. But the way that you're promoting,
you know what you are? You're a Cuban WAP.
Too many times,
I think you're WAP American is what you
look like.
You're from upstate New York, baby. You're WAP American. You're no Cuban American, okay?
The only
ladders live up there, baby. You're Puerto Rican, okay?
No,
the Cuban American thing. I come from ABC City, right? Alphabet City, right? East New York. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes, I do, because I come from New York City.
Okay, but I thought you came from Cuba, you lying sack of crap. All right, hang up on him, Phil.
All right, anyway, 1-800-449. Thank you very much, Brad, for nothing. You're mental. We're going to get a wagon for you, and hopefully by sundown, you're going to be in a state-sanctioned room, soft, with some of that clay stuff and maybe some macrame and dinner at 8 o'clock.
That sounds very relaxing.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. So the great Joe Escalante is also with us. Joe is with Kung Fu Records. They pressed the best of the Phil Hendry Show 99 CD gratis, which is the very, very, very generous thing to do. And as a result, we've been able to raise 140 G's, Joe, with the CD this year, man, thanks to you. And now you guys are going out on tour with Pearl Jam? What a liar. Okay, no, I'm kidding. Seriously? Good for you, man. So does that mean, has Eddie Vedder had a bowel movement in the last 2 years? No, when I see him singing, he's like, I want to do it. The veins in his head. That's great. So $133,000, with the sale of the Best of Phil Henry Show 1999 CD. And we can't thank you guys enough. What is this? Joe will provide Eddie bowel movement. What? You better get that stuff typed a little bit faster than that, Schaefer. Otherwise, you're making a lot of people, a lot of good people, a lot of friends of ours look very, very bad. Oh, bowel movement reports. Thank you. And by the way, you spell movement with a T. So I don't know what you're up to over there, but you'd better get that picture of Gretchen off the console there because it's obviously very distracting. By the way, Mark McGrath was looking at that and saying, very tasty. Have you got a number? So, all right. So 133 G's, that is a... Phew. That's nice, and we thank you very, very much. Our website, philhenryshow.com. Also, some great fan sites, Bill Kiesling, Shuck and Jive. We mentioned the at the beginning of the show, we mentioned that tremendous Citizens Auxiliary Police website that Edward Green has put together. There's that Steve Bozell lawsuits website. And if there are any others, let us know about it, okay? So we get Lillian Vernon. I can't believe that 4th of July is like a month away. It's one of my favorite holidays. And the Lillian Vernon catalog here has 4th of July ideas, knickknacks, and things. See, people, you know, you can buy stuff for Christmas and buy stuff for Easter, but do you make special purchases for the 4th of July? You know, some people are hooked on certain holidays. You ever heard people say this? I love Christmas. I do Christmas. We do Christmas up. You know? We really do it up. We have a party. We do the whole floral thing. Some people do Easter. Some people do 4th of July. So... Melissa brought in her Lillian Vernon catalog that's got 4th of July jazz in it, and there's some really oddball, knick-knacky things. I just had one. It looks like a, this is called a million-dollar, how did the fish get inside the pelican sack and aquarium? It's a pelican aquarium. It's a pelican, inside the pelican is a fish. And it's cost like $183. You know, that's either that or do I put the plastic flamingo on my front lawn, you know? See, I never thought I'd do that. My wife does that. She's got plastic flamingos. She has nothing plastic, but she has a stone rabbit. We've got a Francis of Assisi. We have little gnomes and stuff out in our yard. Stuff that I never thought. And late at night, you know, on a Friday or Saturday night, everybody's in bed and I stagger out because you don't want to wake anybody up by flushing the toilet in the house. So you stagger into the backyard. You know what I'm talking about. You find a tree and you go ahead and you just, because you don't want to wake anybody up. And, she has that black stone bellboy, too, that's outside. And so I relieve myself. Pardon me for, you know, being indelicate, but I did one night after a few beers, right all over the Francis of Assisi statue. I didn't even see the thing in the middle of the night. Just there it is. And she never knew. You know, look at this. It's stained here. Did we buy it like that? Yeah, I think we did, honey. I think it came like that when we put it in the car. What do you mean, bellboy? You mean jockey. Get a load of this. Taylor thinks that you put a bellboy out on your front lawn. It's called a lawn jockey, you knucklehead. Lawn jockeys. Who's got those? I come from Arcadia, which is where Santa Anita Racetrack is, which is, that's all horse country. That's thoroughbred horse racing country. And everybody there is either, is some way involved in the culture. Either they've lost their job and their home and their family because they were betting at the track too much, or they live on the top of a mountain with a big house because they made a lot of money off of the track, or somewhere in between they hang out a lot there at the 100-1 on Huntington. But whatever they do, they're involved in horse racing. And so even if you're not, even if you work in L.A. or you work in someplace else, you got a lawn jockey on your front lawn. And I haven't been back to Arcadia in a long time. I don't know if you guys out there still have the lawn jockeys, and I don't know if you're letting those peacocks run wild out there from the Arboretum. Did you hear about this, Craig? Where I grew up, there's the L.A. County Arboretum, and this was a place that E.J. Lucky Baldwin, the first guy that settled in Arcadia, had a big pad there. So anyway, they made it into a park, and he brought in peacocks from India at the turn of the century. And the peacocks spawned, and they created other peacocks. Well, now throughout Arcadia, peacocks wander down the street. If you hit one, it's $1,000 fine. If you nail one with your car, these dumbass birds, they're gorgeous, and they're the dumbest thing you've ever seen. They just walk along with those stupid-ass, you know, with the big feathers, you know, the NBC. This is the reason why they use that on NBC. By the way, And there's a reason why NBC, well, actually doing pretty good, aren't they? Although they did lose NFL. So anyway, the Peacocks are out there and they're wandering around. And you want to nail one day. You're coming home late from work. It's been a tough day. Maybe you've had a few cocktails. It's either that or you run over that lawn jockey. And you take out a peacock. Next thing you know, you got a cop at your front door. $1,000 fine. And they're so stupid, they get up on the roof of your house and go down in your chimney. Now, what's your instinct if you got a peacock in your chimney? You got it. Let's get a roaring fire going, honey. But they won't let you do that. $1,000 fine. We're going to have to do a live remote broadcast from Arcadia one of these days. We'll go to all my old haunts. Santa Anita Racetrack. We'll hang out at the Arboretum. We'll go down to the old Henshaws used to be. We'll ride our skateboards down Baldwin Avenue like I used to. We'll go over to the old school, Holy Angels. Go to Arcadia High. See what's doing there. Maybe going out to San Marino. See if they still have the teenage pregnancy record out there or not. They used to. San Marino High School, rich, I mean rich, had the world's record for teenage pregnancies like in the late 60s. Not Baldwin Hills, nothing in Watts, not East L.A., San Marino. Where'd you go to school, Mike? Notre Dame? Recently surpassed by Notre Dame. I wanted to make that, yeah, I forgot about that. Okay, thanks. And Mark Corona Del Mar? No, I don't remember them being on the charts, but... And Joe, where'd you go to high school? Los Alamitos, where the quarter horse track is? Like I was saying, a whole lot of guys whose whole lives were lost to the ponies. Anyway, it's the Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686.